This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Yes, sir. You know that fight song. We're continuing and wrapping up our tour around the SEC with our good buddy Todd Ellis of South Carolina. Todd, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, guys. I am. Thanks for having me. Apologize for some scheduling matters, but I think you'll understand this is a. It's my second job. It scared me, though, right before the break. Y'all were talking legal issues. I said, Lord, they do need me this morning on this show, for goodness sake.
Yeah, for probably a lot more time than you have in terms of some of the legal issues out here. But we do want to talk about the Gamecocks. The Garnet and Black spring game was a week and a half ago. Todd, what was the tone of spring in Columbia?
Well, you know, Will's a lot different than the head ball coach was, Steve Spurrier, in that he doesn't allow, not including me, but for most media and certainly fans, there's not a lot of access to the spring football, and for that matter, practices in general. He had some times which were open to certain groups around town, but not the media for even the scrimmages. So it's quiet from that standpoint, how everybody's doing until the spring game. And so the tone was kind of down. Obviously, part of that is related to the Gamecocks' successes in men's and women's basketball, and that taking a great deal of the attention of the fan base towards that. But Will quietly got work done on the football team, and that was to try to upgrade the defense and find some guys, particularly on the defensive front, add some of those playmakers who came in during mid-year on the offense and see how it was going. And, of course, push along Jake Bentley, your signal caller, who's going to go into his first full year really as likely as a starter.
You know, Todd, I was listening to someone nationally yesterday, or watching on ESPN nationally, and they were talking about the SEC East, and a lot of people think Georgia is going to be the team to beat there, but they were very high on South Carolina moving up in the SEC Eastern Division. Might not win it, but certainly will have a lot to do with how it all shakes out.
Well, the one thing I would say is while I don't think we're going to be making massive leaps in our play, I don't think that the East right now has got a side of the balls, the way I would say it, that I think is going to dominate. I think Florida's defense is going to be very good again, and we know Kirby will be pretty good with those athletes at Georgia. But I don't see a dominant side of the ball in any of those guys that normally fall on the top side. I think Tennessee likely is going to be down somewhat from their playmakers, not necessarily overall on record. Everybody's going to be competitive, but not a dominant side of the ball. So I think Carolina has got as good a shot as anybody there. And what I do see is it will be an upgrade on offense for Carolina. We're going to have Jake Bentley in his second year, finally going to have some playmakers that are going to be added to the group. You know, Brian Edwards and Debo Samuel, the two top wide receivers, really were not healthy until the fifth game of the season last year and have came on to be some of the most exciting players in the conference. They'll have three really good solid running backs and Rico Dowdle, who came on in about the fifth game of the season after he'd had hernia surgery. And then one of the guys we're most excited about, y'all, is Tyshawn Williams, a transfer from North Carolina, South Carolina, citizen originally. He was from the state, went up to North Carolina, wasn't happy up there with the way they came back, redshirted a year ago, and he's looked fantastic. Both he and Dowdle are kind of the same running back, one-cut guys, can go the distance, run over you, and got some elusiveness. So, and then a couple of the wide receivers. We've got maybe three of the best wide receivers in a class that we've gotten in a long, long time. I think we will upgrade on offense. We'll go from scoring 21 points a game to probably where we were towards the end of the year with Bentley, you know, in the 30 points per game or plus. We do that, we're going to win some more ball games. We got a chance to be in that Eastern Division race you're talking about.
Love to talk more about some of the defensive linemen, because you mentioned that, and we're going to have to save that for another visit because everybody's going to be interested. You were a former quarterback, set records, performed at a high level. You saw Jake Bentley really kind of get thrown into the fire last year. How do you appraise his ceiling? You know, how much better can he get? Where can he improve, Todd?
Well, I think that by midseason this coming year, everybody in the Southeastern Conference would go, I would trade my guy for Jake Bentley. I really think that much of him. He's tough. He stands in the pocket. Even as a freshman, he was not rattled. He doesn't, you know, he's not the most elusive guy, but he can move. I just think he's a pocket quarterback, big time leader who's got a good arm, and I think that's hard to find. He's just not rattled at all. I think he's got poise. He's a coach's son. I think everybody would like to have Bentley on their roster by mid-year.
Wow, that's going to be exciting to see this fall and check his progress out, no doubt about it. Todd, as always, know your time is extremely valuable. We're going to touch base with you later on when we do have a little more time to get into South Carolina football even more as the season gets closer. But, man, as always, we greatly appreciate it.
Hey, good to talk to you all. I'm sorry about the delay. I look forward to speaking with you again.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Yep. The voice of the South Carolina Gamecocks, Todd.